at World Dairy Expo. I am visiting with Steve Maddox, Dairy Management Inc. First of all, what do you do, Steve? Tell us.
I'm a dairy farmer from California, and about southwest of Fresno, about 35 miles.
Well, you're a long ways from home here in Wisconsin, then.
Well, you know, you could say that, but you know, cows are cows around the world, and I don't care where you're at. If you're a dairyman, you come to World Dairy Expo here, you feel like you've come home.
Well, and we've got people here from all over the world, actually. I think going on 90 countries is what I had heard. One of the things that you guys are here to talk about is this announcement about your U.S. Dairy Sustainability Awards, a very important program that I know is just kind of getting going, basically coming through the Innovation Center. I guess, first of all, tell me a little bit about this. Why have this award program? What's the purpose? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, the Innovation Center for Dairy is a group of 200 different companies across the whole supply chain for dairy, from the grass to the cow. And part of that is a sustainability council that deals with not just the environmental issues, but also the rural redevelopment, economic issues, local school districts, and the whole social aspect of the impact that dairy has in the community, and recognizing that. What we're doing, though, specifically on the environmental end of it, was doing the life cycle analysis on milk and on cheese. It's soon to become out of the University of Madison, or Wisconsin-Madison, but also the... But when things are measured, it things improve. And what we really want to do is go out and recognize people that are already doing some of these common sense approaches, whether it's on the dairy farm, at the processing plant, or in energy. Part of it is showing other dairymen and other businesses what's being done out there right now, what's actually being done, cost-effective, and having a measurable effect on it, so we can translate that out to the full industry. We have a memorandum of understanding with USDA of 25% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2020, and this is a long way towards getting that.
You're looking for, I think, for like what, nominations for awards at this point, or tell me just where we're at in the process.
We're looking for nominations for the award. They can be, you can nominate others, or you can self-nominate. The deadline is December 1st, and the award will be announced at our February Sustainability Council meeting, but also at usdairy.com/sustainability/awards is where you can go for more information for that.
Anything else about this whole initiative that we didn't touch on here?
Agriculture and dairy farming in particular, since the very beginning of dawn of time, are original environmentalists. But we haven't always been the best at telling our story. The dairy industry is at the forefront of this for all of agriculture, getting out there and doing, pursuing this. And this is the start, and by no means it's the end.
Well, we will point people towards it. Hope that encourages some more to get active, especially on the nominating process. So here from World Dairy Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.